world is God. The world is not created by God. The world is God, Brahman. The elements that constitute the world are all Brahman. But when the component elements are brought together, the resultant formation seems different. The resultant acquires properties different from those of the components. Here are examples to substantiate this truth. Take the example of four triangles. They are right-angled triangles. Place the four triangles with their vertices meeting at a point. They form a square. Study them separately. The components are the triangles. They combine to form a square. The square is created as a result of combining the triangles. The triangles have each two acute angles and a right angle. The hypotenuse is longer than the other two sides, whereas the square has all right angles and the sides are equal. The properties of the resulting formation are different from the properties of the original components. The new properties have risen from a new combination, a new formation of the components. The resultant is just a new name, a new form. No creator need to be brought into this phenomenon. In another example, two atoms of hydrogen combine with an atom of oxygen to form a molecule of water. Hydrogen is a combustible gas. Oxygen, a gas supporting combustion. Their combination produces water which extinguishes combustion. A combustible gas combines with a combustion supporting gas to form a combustion extinguishing liquid. It is incredible, but true. The resulting compound owes its status to a new name, new form, new configuration. Another fascinating example is that of the element carbon. Charcoal is carbon. Diamond is carbon. Charcoal is black, dull. Whereas diamond is brilliant. Charcoal is soft and it can make mark on a paper. While diamond is hard and it can cut through metal. Charcoal is cheap, diamond precious. Notwithstanding all these differences, both are made of carbon. The differences are in the structure of the carbon atoms in them. They differ only in the combination of the same component element. The differences are in the structure of the carbon atoms in them. They differ only in the combination of the same component element. The different combinations create the wild disparity in the properties of the resultant form and name. Nothing else. Vedanta declares, therefore, the difference between Brahman and the world is the difference between triangles and square, between hydrogen, oxygen and water, between carbon and charcoal diamond. The same divinity that is Brahman is the world. The world is not any different from Brahman. And yet they seem opposed in their nature. Brahman is eternal, all-pervading, infinite, while the world is ephemeral, limited, finite. All the differences lie just in the name and form. In combination and configuration, resulting in a mere illusion. You must get off the illusion, realize your true self. Then there is divinity alone. The supreme reality reveals itself.